Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you some strange verses from the prophet Hosea chapter 9, verse 14, and talk to you about a pause that was meant to give pause. You'll see what I mean when we read this unusual verse from Hosea chapter 9, verse 14, which reads this. Give them, O Lord, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. Now, the Bible is filled with treasures that take a little digging to discover. This passage from Hosea, I think it fits that description, so it deserves our deeper investigation. And like always in our study of the Bible, context is key. This section of the prophet Hosea's writings begins with God remembering how special Israel was when he first brought them out of Egypt. Hosea chapter 9, verse 10 says, I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its first season. Now, imagine walking through the wilderness and coming upon a beautiful vine that's just sagging with big, juicy grapes. In a sense, you'd fall in love with those grapes. God used this word picture to say how much he delighted in Israel when he first brought them out of Egypt. Now, it didn't really stay that way. Hosea chapter 9 continues, but they went to Baal Peor. You see, back in Numbers chapter 25, it describes how Israel sinned at a place named Baal Peor, going after idolatry and sexual immorality. God loved Israel and treated them as something wonderful, and in response, Israel cheated on God like an unfaithful spouse cheats on their marriage partner. As the prophet Hosea looked back, he seemed to think that Israel was still basically at Baal Peor. Even many centuries after the Exodus, they were still stuck in their sins of sexual immorality and idolatry. Now, it got so bad that verse 10 says, they became an abomination like the thing they loved. You see, Israel loved their disgraceful idols, and they became like them. You know, we do become like the God that we love and serve, whether that means becoming like the Lord God of heaven or becoming like an abomination of an idol. Now, as you might imagine, all of this was tremendously frustrating to the prophet Hosea. He saw Israel's sin and he cried out against it. He saw them locked into the same sinful patterns for hundreds of years. He saw Israel becoming like the disgusting idols they insisted on serving. Yet Hosea knew that he was different. He looked into his own heart and he understood that he wasn't like that. Now, out of that context comes the opening exclamation of Hosea chapter 9, verse 14, where he says, give them, O Lord, what will you give? The idea is that Hosea began an angry prayer against the people. Get them, Lord, give them what they deserve. And in his angry prayer, Hosea would probably ask for judgment and ruin upon Israel. After all, they deserved it. They were rebellious and unappreciative towards God. Yet it seems that just as he began his angry prayer, the Spirit of God checked the heart of Hosea the prophet, and he made an important pause, not knowing what to pray. He says there in verse 14, what will you give? This was a pause that should give us pause. The prophet prayed from a position of spiritual superiority, something like this. Lord, I'm righteous, and these wicked people of Israel are not. You better give it to them good, God. But in the pause between the words, give them, O Lord, and what will you give? Hosea realized that his own heart wasn't right, and an angry prayer changed into a prayer of compassion. In the end, he asked for a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. Again, that's Hosea chapter 9, verse 14. And I want you to know that even though that sounds terrible, really, I believe Hosea prayed for mercy. Hosea looked ahead and he saw the terrible and certain judgment coming upon Israel. And because of their sin and rejection of God, it could be no other way. Yet instead of rejoicing in that judgment, you know, kind of in a bitter, give it to him, Lord, kind of way, he was now horrified by the reality of that judgment. He knew it was coming, but he couldn't rejoice in it. He had God's own heart when it came to the necessary but reluctant work of bringing judgment to his people. Therefore, knowing the coming judgment, he prayed, Lord, give them few children so those children will not have to face the horrors of your coming judgment. You see, he didn't think that a miscarrying womb and a dry breast were a direct blessing to Israel. Of course not. But in the environment of coming judgment, they were an indirect blessing. In this, we find an enduring lesson. Sometimes those who see themselves, perhaps somewhat accurately, they see themselves as more spiritual and closer to God than others in a church or a group. They get angry and frustrated with others who don't seem to have hearts burning for the Lord. Their frustration is understandable, but the pause in Hosea's prayer should give them pause. The prayer that started in anger and bitterness was paused and transformed into a pained prayer for a glimmer of indirect blessing, even in the midst of judgment. Do you long for revival and spiritual passion among God's people? Do you sense that you have something in your walk with God that other Christians should have? Now, please know that if those factors make you proud or angry or bitter against others, then Satan has won a great victory. Keep praying for a great work of God among his people in general, but don't forget that he has more of a work to do in you. And let the prophets pause in the midst of an angry prayer, give you pause, guarding you from the cancer of spiritual pride. God can work this in our hearts, even today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.